Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take some time right now with you, and as we do put time aside. And those things that are, as I might often say here, are ways in which we measure our time or measure ourselves or for lots of good reasons, just want to stand up and get things right. That's a wonderful goal in life, but it insidiously can be self-preoccupying. And it might imply that I don't know who first occupies me. My preoccupation, I may be turning in on ideas, and this can sound like that right now. And that's why it's so important that you and I just take some time in silence, a bit of solitude if we can find that, and in the simplicity of moments, not in their elaborate, overly wrought ideification of what it means to be holy. This is the Feast of All Saints, and I'm not sure where it's falling in your life when you listen to this, but it's falling into me again right now. I'm just waking up to it, and I love the phrase, but it's coming like fresh rain upon me, and it's from John, his first letter. And in chapter 3, in 1 to 3, he says, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God." And then just in a short line and a half later, he says, "Beloved, we are God's children now." It's almost like he pleads for us to know that. What we shall be has not been yet revealed, he says. And I think that's a part where, gee, our activity and what you and I do is so very important. But we've got to, it'd be great if we could. How about us, less right now, begin with the fundamental truth and the way, the truth and the life up and into what it is to be a saint. To just take a deep breath and be grateful we are ourselves. I feel often that the world and various responsibilities have us shaping and claiming ourselves maybe a little bit differently. The sort of feeling that we've got to improve who we are. It is not that that's not true, just as it might be today that I didn't go far enough, quietly enough, to see the path, to know the light, to have the sense of from the very beginning, as Merton might say, our original self is God's child. And together we are God's children. The gospel on this Sunday, Matthew, just takes us there when we're talking about blessed are the poor and blessed are those who mourn and the meek and huge unfoldings of the blessed. And we could probably add to this list. And I think Christ Jesus would want us to when he sat down on a mountainside one time with his disciples and taught them. His teaching was always, now try it out yourself. So who else would I add to the list of blessed today? Or am I inclined to look at them or myself and think, well, they will be someday. They get their act together. That's a very kind thought and a little patronizing. And so we go to that safe, solid, simple place of silence and solitude. And what both goes with us to that space or place and we find there are some of these nuggets from scriptures. Now, your sacred scriptures might be other than the ones I've quoted here. And I welcome you to stay close to whatever is really good teaching for you. Because good teaching doesn't take us to ideas, it takes us to life. And John, who is a dear friend of Jesus, is trying to take us to the life we might live, that we might see now in some humble, real way that we are already holy. We are God's children now. And the wholeness of life comes from living that reality, truth, form in which we are by the Creator, formed in God's own image, God's children now. There's a beautiful new book out, and I'd like to quote it and then just say a word or two from a very wise man who was a student, so to speak, a son and brother of Bob Lax. Robert Lax is an outstanding poet who died a number of years ago, and I had the privilege to have been invited into his life by his family and by Bob. It's truly a almost startlingly simple man. And the biography is called Pure Act, Young Common Life of Robert Lax. And he was the best friend of Thomas Merton, who has his own popularity and maybe notoriety, but is well known. And being one who's been around St. Bonaventure University and Olean a long time, I just treasure the fact that they walked and climbed the hills here and looked at life with one another and had some great conversations. And this is one they were having actually in York before they made their way back up to Olean and to then St. Bonaventure College. Merton had been recently baptized, and Lax asks him a really neat question. He was asking, what do you want to be anyway? Which is at the heart of this reflection today. What do I want to be? As I even hear myself say that, it's letting that pass away. And the delight that we are God's children now. Merton says, I could not say I want to be Thomas Merton, the well-known writer of all those books and reviews on the back page of the New York Book Review, or Thomas Merton, the assistant instructor of freshman English. And he goes on, what I knew belonged really was this answer. I don't know. I guess what I want to be is a good Catholic. Lax entered in here. What do you mean you want to be a good Catholic? The exclamation I gave was lame, Merton says, lame enough, and expressed my confusion and betrayed how little I had really thought about it all. Lax did not accept it. What you should say, he told me, what you should say is that you want to be a saint. A saint? The thought struck me as a little weird. I said, how do you expect me to become a saint? And Lax, as a simple man, brilliant and wise, simply said, by wanting to. By wanting to, said Lax simply. My friends, we come to these times together to let reflection open up in us, to let the simplicity of life be felt again as a great gift, to find within ourselves who we already are, God's children now. The chickadees are out here again. They returned yesterday when I began to put some more seed here, and it's a delight to have them as company, and I'm struck by they're just chickadees. What a wonderful thing to be, I think. And similarly, you and I mean, we're uniquely the one we are. And risking now just settling into the simplicity of that truth, the silence of your heart and mine, to put aside all those worthy agendas about becoming somebody, even becoming a saint, and leaving the agenda there, let our hearts come alive, that we simply want to be one. And as St. John, Jesus' dear friend, would say, he's encouraging us to want to be who we are. For he says, you are God's children now. As we have paused a bit here, let the silence continue to hold you in its richness and the unfolding of all deep truth emerge, and know that it is such a simple act. Manifest in many loving, tender deeds, but at the core of it is that God loved us first and now simply asks us to be who we are and to go and love others. Peace, my friends. Wonderful to be with you. Dan Riley and Greg sharing a bit of the Feast of All Saints with you now.
The image of God, born of God's breath, vessel of a love divine. This is who you are.